This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. What we've seen is that there's a lot of people outside who they don't really care for their dignity, they swear. And there are certain industries in which people swear a lot. I've got a friend who's a Maulana, who's very good, a religious person, very practicing individual, very decent individual, and he is a builder, as well, he's a contractor. And he tells us that the people he's dealing with on a day-to-day basis, for some reason, I don't know if it's just to vent, if there's builders out there, they can tell us it. I'm sure this is not all of them, but the ones that he's dealing with or deals with often, he said they just all swear. Right, swearing is very normal for them. It's just crazy. What that does is when you're in that kind of environment, you want to do the same thing. So it's a big struggle not to swear. Right? Now, there's some people who don't do that. They do not swear, generally. They do not say bad things so much. You know, to their friends, they may even seem like you couldn't hurt a fly. Right? It may be even people like that. But for some reason, this is a complex, I've not understood it properly. Maybe if somebody can explain, there has to be a psychology behind this. When it comes to their loved ones, they feel they can just unleash everything. It's almost like outside they don't say anything to anyone, but when it comes, they just release it. And they don't know the harm they're creating. They don't know the harm that they're causing. See, I really genuinely, because from seeing some of these people, I really think they don't understand. Right? And then, for example, if it's their children or their wife, for example, or if it's the husband, or whatever it may be. Let's just say that it's a man, right? And it's to his wife. They don't realize the hurt that they're causing. Because they think it's okay to say this. They become so used to it that the taboo of it, the evil of it, the harm of it, the hurt of it, is no longer there. It happens. You know, when you do something so much, I mean, the guy who killed 99 people, I mean, the famous hadith, you know, everybody knows that hadith. He killed 99 people, and the person he went to try to get some redemption, he said, no, you can't be free. He kills him as well. Like, it's a big deal. Like, come on, I've already done 99, I'm trying to get out of this. Let me stop now. No, he goes and kills another one. Just so shows you that it becomes a habit to do it. Really just shows it's a habit. So anybody who's in this state, right, this is a habit. For example, there's a woman, she's saying that, husband, these are the words that he calls. These are literally her words. Constantly saying, you're fat. Now look, she may be overweight. I don't know, right? She may be overweight, but that doesn't mean you keep calling people you're fat for the sake of it. Is that going to make them thinner? You're fat is what children say. They shouldn't even say it. There's not an adult to call people like you're fat. Come on, like often. It just beats me, subhanAllah. You know, I've heard children, maybe I said when I was young, you know, like, you're fat. Like, that's a child thing, saying you're fat. You're an idiot. Okay, that's maybe a bit more adult, but still, to keep calling something you're an idiot, and yet, you're supposed to love this person. You're supposed to be getting along. You're supposed to be producing children in that house. And you're calling that partner, you're an idiot, over and over and over again. I can understand once you get frustrated, people will say things like this once in a while. That could be tolerable. But as a normal thing, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. Like, you know, 3 times a day, 5 times a day. Or you're stupid. Constantly. You're a dog. It gets worse. I was like, come on. Stupid, I can understand up to that at some time. But you're a dog for what? Now, some of these guys are not even Arabs. You know, for an Arab, that's the worst swear. You're a dog. Right? He's saying this has become normal. And the problem is that he doesn't even see it as wrong. This is the complex I was speaking about. This wife is saying that he doesn't even see it as wrong. He says it's a joke. Man, you can't even take a joke. So you abuse first, and then you say it's just a joke. Man, you should just take it as a joke. As I said, I do not believe these people seriously. You know, I believe they've just become deluded. I'm hoping that when I say these things, people will realize this in them. I may have done some of this stuff in the past. You know, it's for all of us to think about this. It's a joke, so how is a joke? Why are you getting hurt for? It's not supposed to hurt. It's a joke. A'udhu billah. Then you're too sensitive. Because you can't take these things as a joke, you're too sensitive. Now, you know what the worst part is? They got kids, right? So the kids have started picking up on this, and the son has started calling the mother fat and says, "Dad says it." This is, subhanAllah, I don't even know what to say about this. If you see your child perpetrating a wrong that you're doing, you at least then you must realize that I'm really going overboard. He never says anything sweet. Now, it may be understood if somebody says a lot of good stuff and then says this thing when he gets angry. You know, I'm not saying that's acceptable, but he never says anything sweet. And if he does, the wife is saying, "I don't know how to react," because I'm not even sure if they're saying it honestly, with sincerity. It almost sounds that they may be saying it sarcastically. You know what I've seen in many marriage cases? The distrust builds up. So anything the husband will say to the wife, she's not going to listen. And anything the wife is going to say, the husband is not going to listen. Somebody else has to say it. Right? So if you are in that kind of a situation, in any situation like that, which is going on, you cannot change your husband. You cannot change your wife. You need to get somebody else to do it and get some intervention sooner than later. Otherwise, it's just going to get worse. Because the mistrust is like anything you say is suspect. It's just not going to work. Unless there's a whole change of scene. It looks like, I don't know if this is coming from the macho idea of men or something, because it's like he's saying that if I do say something nice to you, then it's a sign of weakness. That's the image. It's not a sign of weakness, subhanAllah. That's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the bravest of men, the greatest of men. And he would speak fondly to his wives. And it's all there. Or the words he would use, the good things he would say, are mentioned. Thanks to the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's wonderful that he had so many wives that we got so many perspectives from them when they revealed these things for us. And then he says some worse stuff. That I'm not going to be nice to you. I'm not going to go and do this, that, and the other, whatever. Anyway, it goes on. I don't need to carry on. There's a lot of people who, especially during COVID times, maybe it's just aggravated it for some people. And I know and I believe that a lot of these people are sincere. And they just don't realize, inshallah, what they're doing. And inshallah, if they hear this, it will make a difference. And they will change. And they will start realizing the bad, because you know the difficulty of it is not just the fact that you're hurting a human being. You know, the Prophet said that if you remove man farraja an mu'minin kurbatan farraja Allahu anhu kurbatan min kurbi yawm al-qiyamah, anybody who removes an agony, a difficulty, a suffering, some kind of challenge from a believer, then Allah will remove from you one of the calamities or difficulties of the day of judgment. So now if you're giving somebody difficulty, can you see how bad that is? And you know where this comes? The Prophet ﷺ said that sometimes a person utters a word, la yulqi laha bala. He doesn't consider it to be significant at all, dangerous or detriment at all. He doesn't think anything of it because he's become used to saying it. This is the problem with these cases. You've just become used to saying this. For you, it's neutral. You've neutralized it in your mind, but it's hurting the other person. Everybody has dignity, you have to remember that. Every human being has honor and dignity. And they will take this as an affront to their dignity. That's the thing. You may think this is completely dignified to say this, but it's hurting the other person because it's it's affecting their dignity. So the Prophet ﷺ said that sometimes a person issues a word, because we have this tendency to do that where we give no consideration to it, and it will take a person this much depth into the hellfire. Like it will be a source of destruction. So this is why it's very important to consider these things, that as a good human being, as a decent human being, as a human being, forget decent human, as a human being of what, how we're supposed to be, people should not be using bad words. And if they do infrequently, then we're going to try to stop doing that. And if we're doing it frequently, then that's a no-no. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq. We ask Allah to correct us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to only allow us to utter good things. Same thing with friends or anybody else. This is not banter. Some cultures are like this. There's one culture that, you know, I've mixed with. And even the decent people, when they're talking to their servants or they go to fill up, it's a country where when you go to fill up, you don't fill up yourself, they fill up for you. They're just like, so rough. I was just like, this is just so rough. Like, fill it up. You know, just like fill it up. Like, come on, like, please, you know, you can put 10. You know, there's other ways of saying this. Chal hajja. You know, like, dasnu porai de. It's just crazy. I'm like surprised. And it's everybody's doing it. It's just the way they speak. So I guess it's not so bad if that's the way they speak, but it's bad. It's not. You need to heighten that civilization. Right? Okay. Allah Ta'ala help us.